Hello, Rachel Bird here. Welcome to The Pause, an invitation to take a short break from our usual habits of outward-focused doing, thinking, and living in the past and future, instead giving ourselves the gift of coming inward and being present with what's right here, right now. So if your situation allows, I invite you to let go of whatever you were doing and allow your body to be in a comfortable position, sitting, standing, or lying down. If you're okay doing so, close your eyes. Or if you keep them open, just soften your gaze and rest your eyes on one object. Now bring your attention inward to explore what's right here, right now, by listening to my guidance as best you can, not so much doing, but just receiving with curiosity and kindness. And let's see what happens. To the Dells, our invitation to let go of whatever we were doing before and just be here and notice how is it here. What's the mood of the mind, the energy of the mind? Is it calm and relaxed, or is there some restlessness or agitation? We don't judge it, we just notice the mind is like this. And the body, how's the body? What's its energy level? Low energy, high energy, restless, calm. Again, not judging, just noticing it's like this. And then the invitation for the next few minutes is to let go of our usual thinking, planning, problem-solving way of being in the world, and instead to be with the unknowns in our life by exploring open questions. So that's the invitation. So let's start with the question of what's here? There's a question, what's here? So just open to the question, receive it. You don't have to think about it. There is no answer. But what we're practicing is sensing and receiving through perception. What is here? It can't really be named. We can sense that something is here. So the question is, what's here? So let's sit with that question and just receive the answer. What's here? We can check in and notice if the mind is still just open to receiving an answer, receiving the perceptions as the answer, or if it's trying to analyze. And whatever the mind is doing, how does it feel in the mind and body? So the way we're receiving and responding to the question, what's the result in the mind and the body? This open question of what's here? Which leads us to the next open question. How is it right now? And again, not thinking about the answer, but just sensing, how is it right now? So let's be open to that question and see what happens. How is it right now? Right now. You can notice if the mind's still holding that question of how is it right now, or if it's doing something else. But however or whatever we are paying attention to at that point, we can notice how is it right now with what the mind was doing and how it feels in the mind and body right now. And then we can open to the next question, invite the question, who is here? Who is here? And again, not inviting thinking about it, just holding the question and seeing what comes up. Who is here? And are we still holding the question, who is here, or are we going into thinking and analyzing? Or were we able to just open to the silence of maybe no answer to it, and just be with that discomfort of no answer? We can't analyze our way out of that one. Who is here? So let's hold that question again. Who is here? Check in with the mind when it's holding that. Notice the pause in the mind when there is no answer and how that feels. And then maybe ask one more question. Here's the question. Can this be okay? Whatever this is, and again, there's no answer to even what this is. But can this, whatever it is that we're experiencing, can this be okay? Hold that question. Just receive it and receive the response. Can this be okay? Can this be okay? Is the mind present with the question, or is it wandered off? If the mind is still with the question, maybe there's a silence or a pause, or the discomfort of not having an answer, because it's not our normal mode of thinking. So can we just be with that, whatever our experience is, with these open questions, and notice the effect? Just playing with it to observe the mind and how it relates to these questions that have no answer, like life. The bell is the invitation to bring the awareness back to the surface again, to your surroundings, and just reflect on how that was, responding to open questions, letting the mind work with each one. Were some more interesting than others to the mind? Did you notice anything useful? Maybe you'd like to set an intention to try this exploration again another time, by re-listening to the podcast on WDRT's website, or if nothing else, maybe this gave you a break in your day. I appreciate you joining me and being curious about what's going on right here. I invite you to take the pause, this questioning, this wonderment into your life, and pay attention to see what you might learn about yourself and the world. Till next time, take care.